WDW Memories Podcast, Memory 211, Soarin' Around the World. Join us now for another of my Walt Disney World memories as we take a quick ride on Soarin', the greatest of all family attractions in Epcot. Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at wdw-memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to wdw-memories.net/support. Now sit back, relax, close your eyes, and come with me as we relive that Walt Disney World magic. Well, hello and welcome to the WDW Memories Podcast, where together we relive that Walt Disney World magic. My name is Lou, and I'll once again be your host on this magical adventure. So it's almost officially fall, and the temperature here in Kentucky is almost 90, and we haven't had any real rain for almost a month. I don't know about you, but I'm ready for some cooler weather. Or at least if it's going to be hot, I'd rather be waiting for one of my favorite attractions, maybe even waiting indoors for an attraction like Soarin'. So we're joining today's memory as the whole group is reuniting after splitting up to ride Mission Space and Test Track at the same time. We want to head to the other side of the future world to ride Soarin'. So my family and I start heading that way and are waiting beside the Fountain of Nations for my dad and sister to join us. We'll get to listen to a show of the Fountain of Nations, now gone for good, while we wait. And once they join us, we'll continue on our way. Unfortunately, the baby's asleep and no strollers are allowed inside the land pavilion, so we'll listen to the cast members stationed outside explain where the space for maybe the baby to sleep and grandpa to maybe relax a little bit and rest while the rest of the family gets to head into Soarin'. The wait today is posted at like 40 minutes, which is pretty average, but with the game we play in line, it goes by so quickly. I won't make you listen to all the conversations in the queue, so we'll jump ahead in time, and before you know it, we'll be listening to Patrick give us our safety briefing before we get on our flight. I know we do this ride a lot, but there's a reason for that. It really is a family ride that we can all do and enjoy together. And you don't just sit there together, you experience it together. You can lean over to your child and laugh with them or at them when they get scared by the eagle, or point out amazing sights like the pyramids, or maybe even try to explain to them why the Eiffel Tower is bent. And to top it all off, the musical score is amazing. It is a must ride for our family every trip to Epcot, as you might have expected. Before we jump into the attraction, I want to remind you that you can find out how to contact or follow me, find show notes, see photos and videos, and of course become a show supporter on our wdw-memories.net website. Don't forget, if you like what you hear and want to support the show, you can become a patron and, as my thank you gift to you, begin receiving ad-free memories for as little as $1 a month. We are up to 142 ratings on iTunes. Thank you for your continued support. If you haven't left a review there, please help me out. Make sure you give your feedback where you're listening right now. Those reviews not only help the show be found by more subscribers, but they also give potential listeners an idea of how great this podcast is. Today's memory is in binaural once again, so I suggest you put on those headphones to fully immerse yourself in the memory. Now enjoy another ride on the greatest of family attractions in Epcot.
coming or is he?
They're coming. That's
where
the
character spot is,
okay.
Just on the end of that building. There's a lovely indoor area where you can sit in the AC. There's plug-ins if you need to charge cell phones while you're hanging out and waiting. It's a real quiet space, so it's good for babies now.
Yeah, that's kind of what we were looking for, is something like that. If we can't bring the baby inside, that was...
Yep, and if you tell them, I'm just looking for the seating area, they'll direct you in the right door, that'll take you all the way down to the end of the hallway. And it's nice and cool. Like I said, if you need
really
some
nice
charge,
and cool.
Send it with it. Spaces. You can start cell phones or tablets.
Our grandpa can sleep.
That can work too.
So I walk through there some days when I'm going home, and there are people with blankets sitting on those couches napping.
Catching up.
There you go.
All right.
Thank you.
Nothing.
Okay.
Choose your team. What color? Green?
Green.
Like the thick noodles. Most of the people polled want to go to Tanzania to Mount Kilimanjaro. What are we going? Six. Blue would be... I wasn't sure. I don't remember even being blue, but we were there at night.
Yeah. El Yunque, National Forest Preserve, how many gallons of rainwater per year?
Instead of billion.
100 billion.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
I'm smart.
It's the only tropical rainforest in the U.S. park system.
What can you know? Connecticut.
Oh, good job. Oh, stop. You're guessing.
Educated guess. You want to be towards the middle. Because you'll be in the center of the screen. You guys...
One more, Alonzo. One more.
So you guys are sitting about as middle in the middle as you can get.
Awesome. Last time I was on the side and it's telling the story.
Eiffel Tower is straight.
Yeah.
In this area, it's straight. It's not like this.
I've been to the Eiffel Tower. It's not like that.
It's not meant like that, no. I've only stood underneath and looked up. It was, yes.
It wasn't like that
no.
either. If we get the ride, we'll be in the ride.
You could
pass all the way to the ride, so.
Hats, and of course, these little beauties.
Get the motion sound.
Next, fasten your seatbelts, inserting them into the buckle on your right. If smaller aviators don't measure up to the height indicator on the seat, just put the belt through the loop in the center strap before buckling. Nice work, pal. Soon you will be airborne. So if you or your little aviators have a fear of flying or of heights, you might want to wait for your party at the arrival gate. Okay, let's review. That is seatbelt carrying item safety strap, fear of heights, keep your hands and arms inside at all times.
But hey, folks, you follow me. And rule three is on rule one. Still on rule one. But you can sleep this.
How long is this? 5 minutes?
Less than that. But we are about as buried inside of a building as you can get.
What else can we do back there after Voices of Liberty? Is there anything we can hit between?
I would go straight to lunch, and then we can possibly eat. This was possible.
Get in and out earlier. In case we decide to make his way
out. Can I leave this here? Can I leave it here?
Start with the seating in the road, please.
That's a long ride.
Yep, you're still below that. Yeah. Hey, Mikey. Mikey. Go ahead. I was going to show you. Look up above. Mikey, look up here. That's what you got to be taller.
We are now conducting our final systems check. Please stow all carry-on items in the under-seat compartment. For your safety, remain seated with your seatbelt fastened during your flight and watch your children.
Bienvenidos. Favor de colocar sus efectos personales en el compartimiento debajo del asiento. Para su seguridad, permanezcan sentados con el cinturón de seguridad abrochado durante el vuelo y vigilen a los niños. Esperamos que disfruten su vuelo.
You put my sunglasses in my bag, right?
Yep. Okay. Daddy and
Row 2, pull on the yellow strap. Please right hand side of the seatbelt. Make sure everything is secure. Pull on the yellow strap. Please right hand side.
Mikey. Yeah, but this time you're-
We're going to have to book it a little bit. Can you go around them? Catch up. Left.
Say bye right into that.
Bye.
Good job.